Hey, what's going on, everyone? I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. Welcome to another episode of TLE TV. I'm your host, as I said, Hassan Labdouni. And actually, what I wanted to talk about today is something that actually crossed my mind a couple days ago. And I've been thinking about it over the past several days. And I've been wanting to get to it. But, you know, things come up and you can only go whatever time is allotted to you before you have to go handle some other business, because once you're a father and everything else, you have a lot of responsibilities, but that's irrelevant at this point. What I really wanted to talk about today, though, was about black people. Black folks, this message is for you. Now, it's no surprise, because regardless of what paper may say, I see my complexion, and my complexion shows that I'm a non-white. And since I'm a non-white, and I'm not any of these other blends of other ethnicities, I'm black. And if you trace my lineage back far enough, you'll find in the end that I'm also African. So, I have a personal vested interest in the upliftment of my people, in the upliftment of the imagery of my people. And so I must say to my people, we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. Because not only do we have to convince non-blacks of what our true image is, we also have to reprogram ourselves as to what our true image is. Because if you go just off what is shown in the media, if you go just off of propaganda, because everything is a propaganda war, whether they like to tell you that or not, you just have to sit there and look and realize and analyze everything that's going on. Everything is a propaganda war. But once you start to realize and understand that everything is a propaganda war, you start to understand that the things that you're being fed, the things that you're being taught 99% of the time is casting a negative light on who we are. On who we are. And we actually are a great people. We are a very talented people. We are a very smart people. Now, I could go into all the inventions that African Americans have contributed to the American fabric of society. I could. I can talk about how we excel at entertainment, from sports to music and everything else. I could. But why should I have to go that when that's obviously apparent? You can readily see that. So what I want to talk about is this negative push of who we are. This negative push of the hoe, the whore, the hood rat, the nigga, the thug, the gangster, the lazy mother, you know what. All of those are propaganda images portrayed to us in our society, not only by those outside of our society, excuse me, but also by those within our own circles. Now, I could go ahead and rail on and on about how music is crap. I don't have to do that, though. If you take the time to sit down and actually listen to the lyrics, listen to what's being said, listen to the message, that's readily apparent. Now, Eddie Griffin once said in a stand-up comedy show, he said, "Don't worry about the messenger. Did you get the message?" So regardless if it's Farrakhan, Jay-Z, Bill Clinton, or whoever that's providing this message of black people as an inferior race, stop looking at the person that's bringing the message and look at the message. Analyze the message. Take what's good, relinquish what's bad, and stop shying away from the facts of where things are at right now. Because honestly, and this is going to be another video, because I want to go into, in another video, coonery within the black community and how loosely we've tossed that term around. We toss it around almost as loosely as we toss around the term nigga. Nigga has been such an ambiguous term. But when you come down to the root of nigga, if you ask non-blacks, nigga is you and I. We have a job. We have a duty, a responsibility to repair our image. Now, mind you, irreparable damage has already been done. And it will take at least 2 to 3 generations to completely phase out the damage that has been done. But there are things that you and I can do today to repair our image. Now, there's a lot of things that black culture has done to cloud the lines when it comes to good and bad in the image of black people. There's been a lot of things done to cloud the lines, to muddy the waters, if you will. Shout out to Muddy Waters. And honestly, that's one of the first things we need to tackle. Because if something is bad, if something is wrong, if something is frowned upon, we cannot take that and promote it and make it cool. We cannot make it good, especially not within our own people. Now, mind you, we're dealing with a thing called cultural appropriation. So they're taking all the bad from our culture. And while they bastardize it when it comes to referencing us, they use it to uplift themselves and to elevate themselves in the fucking eyes of society, whether it's an entertainment or wherever else. Like our sisters wearing the locks and everything like that, wearing the braids and so on. When they do it, oh, it's ghetto, it's this, it's that. When somebody that's not black does it, it's ethnic. It's diverse. It's this and that. That is a fucking problem. And I really don't want to curse about it. But, you know, some of the most honest people curse a lot. And that's where you get the most truth from. So, now with our image, black folks, we really need to go ahead and put an end to taking the weapons that the oppressive society has used to negate us and make it positive. We need to stop doing that. We're not going to take what they use to negate us and make it positive. Just because they make it positive for themselves, it'll still be a negative for us because of our skin color. We cannot continue that. But first and foremost, what we need to do is work within the image amongst ourselves and how we see ourselves. We can no longer buy into the bullshit that is said to us on TV, music, movies, radio, and so on, and other popular media. We don't have to be ratchet. We don't have to be thugs. We don't have to be lazy. We don't have to be gangsters. We don't have to be whores. We don't have to be bad parents. We don't have to be welfare recipients. We don't have to be food stamp queens and kings. We don't have to be any of that. But because a lot of what is promoted to us is what's promoting that, we buy into it. Now, mind you, last week, I was having a conversation with my brother and a good friend of mine, who I also consider a brother. And we were talking about the word nigga and how we no longer want to use that when we're addressing each other. Because after years of programming the nigga mentality, pretty sure some of it has seeped in where it wasn't before. And as the nigga term became more ambiguous, more things just get thrown under the umbrella of nigga. And since it gets more things thrown under the umbrella of nigga, we go ahead and adopt more things, but we try to say, well, I'm not a nigger, I'm a nigga. But that is still the same thing. It's still the same thing. And what I was saying with them is like, you know what? We have this programming that has been instilled in us for so long. And we've come to a point of enlightenment, of intellect, and rationalization, where we know that there are certain stereotypes, images, and so on that are tied to those terms. that we in particular do not adopt and do not believe in. But because that term has become so ambiguous and so all-encompassing, we have to draw a line in the sand, if you will. We've got to draw a line in the sand. And we got to say, you know what? No longer are we going to perpetuate that message. No longer are we going to perpetuate that image. It will no longer continue in perpetuity. Look it up. It won't. Because we are not niggas. We are not gangsters and thugs. Mind you, why is it that black gangsters and thugs get looked down upon and ostracized, while the gangsters of back in the day in the roaring 20s and so on, from Al Capone to the mob families and everything else, they get heralded amongst their culture? And you know what? Because they get heralded amongst their culture, we herald it too. Like, one phenomenon is the Scarface movies. Black folks love the Scarface movie because it signifies that somebody coming from nothing and becoming something and running it. But guess what, black folks? That's not you. That's not you, because if it were you, you would have been the one playing the movie. You would have been that one in the Scarface movie. And why is it Scarface is bigger than New Jack City if freaking Nino Brown did the same thing? It actually did better, if you ask me. Were you able to lock down a whole project and have an endless supply of customers? I'm just saying. But yeah, Scarface is one of the biggest movies when it comes to black culture, and we flop behind the Scarface movies and the Godfather movies. You see, they herald it. But then when you address black folks, it's looked down upon, it's ostracized, it's cast out of society. It's nigga shit. And you listen to the music that comes with it, it's nigga music or jungle music. We have a duty to ourselves to fix our own image, to repair some of the damage that has been done, and to weed out those who continue to push that negative imagery. And what we need to do is hold accountable the ones within our society that happen to reach an elevated level. We need to hold them accountable for those that get record deals, for those that get movie deals, and so on. We need to hold them accountable. Like, look, we no longer want to push this image about black people because we are so much bigger and better than that. We have black doctors. We have black scientists. We have black engineers. We have black politicians. Hell, we had a half-black president. I say half-black because, you know, it's the truth. He wasn't full black. And it wasn't his blackness that got it. It may have helped him, but it wasn't his blackness that got it. Because trust and believe, even if black folk did not rally behind Obama, because they wanted Obama, he would have been in anyway. You see, Donald Trump did not have a big black population vote behind him. But guess what? He had enough white folks behind him to get him in. He had enough of the powers that be. It's not even the popular vote, because I've already talked about that, so I'm not even going to go into it. But he had enough of the powers that be, the people that pull the strings, and the ones that helped them put him in. He didn't need the black vote. He didn't care about the black vote. He just made it seem like he needed to be a little more diverse because this is America. But in the end, black vote. What's the black vote worth now? As we continue diminishing society, degrading society, as more and more of us are unable to vote, more and more of us are killed or incarcerated, more and more of us leave the country, and so on and so forth, more and more of us become apathetic towards the political process. I mean, I can't fault you, because the political process is not for you anyway. But if you have not actually pulled together as a group, as a unit, and selected a candidate and held that candidate accountable, you can't complain. You have nothing to say. Because guess what? The lobbyists, the other people, the other demographics, they've lobbied. They've selected their candidate. They went behind their candidate. They supported their candidate financially, economically, physically, whatever, they were working behind their candidate to get their candidate in and to hold that candidate accountable. Now, if you ask me, like right now, if you look at what Trump's doing with the immigration, that was one of his campaign promises. To say that he did not fulfill that promise would be an outright lie. And that's one thing we like to talk about these politicians, that, oh, they didn't fulfill their campaign promises. Well, there's one promise Trump is not fulfilling, and that is actually investigating and putting in jail Hillary Clinton. But the immigration thing was a big deal, and it's been a big deal for years. Because if you don't know, Bill Clinton talked about the same thing. George W. Bush talked about the same thing. Barack Obama. Talked about the same thing. But for whatever reason, now, because Trump was actually able to move on it and sign a bunch of executive orders and push the envelope, all of a sudden everybody has their titties in a bunch. They got their panties in a bunch. Everybody's having a catatonic conniption about it. It's whatever. We as black folks need to stop looking for help, stop looking for acceptance, stop looking for deliverance from white Jesus. What we need to do is do like the rest of these other minorities and say, screw the system. Let's fortify our own. Let's build our own, solidify our own, take care of our own. End of story. Because when's the last time you seen a Chinese candidate running for office? President, vice president, senator, politician. You don't see that. It's not something that is promoted in the media. Now, I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying that you don't see it. What you do see is the white. You see a little bit of Hispanic, and you see the black. That's what you see. But these other minorities, like the Arabs, Muslims, or East Indian, which at whatever tribe, sect, or religion you fall under, you don't see a big promotional push behind them when it comes to the whole political sphere. You don't. Why? Because they already know what time it is. They know this is not their country. They know this is not for them. They know the game, the rules that are set up are not for them to be played. So they don't play those games. In fact, they focus on their own. They get with each other. They network with each other and they build each other. So guess what? America's not even America anymore. America's just a business. America's a corporation. America's a corporation. And if we as black folks cannot go ahead and solidify our product in this consumer society, people want to buy black, people want to appropriate black culture, we need to monetize everything black. If we're going to sell out, we need to monetize everything black. And I don't mean sell out completely. I mean, they're going to rent. So they got to continuously pay. They don't just get free license on black culture. They don't get free license on black culture and then turn around and bastardize black culture to black people while telling white people it's cool. They don't get that. I'm not racist, but I'm a realist. And I'm going to say this. Even though I personally believe that at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We all have right to this planet. We all have right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And freedom, we all have it. I have to go race first, black people first, because of the fact of the extermination campaign and the eradication of people that look like me. So black folks, I want to appeal to you. I want to appeal to you. Can we please turn around the imagery that we have in this society? And if we can't do it on a grand scale, can we at least turn it around amongst ourselves? We have plenty of black folks with lots of money to go ahead and have a truly Afrocentric media that is doing nothing but providing uplifting programming for you and I. There's enough of it out there. But if we don't fund it because we don't want the good stuff, we want to continue to pay off for the bad stuff, it'll never thrive, it'll never prosper. And that is our problem. And one thing about black culture I need to understand is, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. And what you need to sit down and think about is like, okay, if there's all these things that we know that encompasses black culture that is not good, why do we continue it? Why do we continue it? If we know that they're purposely trying to break up the black home, why do we continue to buy into it? If we know they continue to try to make enemies of black men and black women, if we know this, why do we continue it? If we know when we send our children to the public schools, all they're learning about is all these white folks and everything else and not learning nothing about themselves, why do we continue it? Why do we continue it? I want to know why. Why do we continue that? Why is knowing about somebody else so much more important than knowing about your own people and the history of your own people and how you came to pass? It's a fool that's going to send their child to an institution to learn about another race of people and have no identity about who they are, how they got to where they were, and how great they used to be and could be if they just applied themselves. Black folks, we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. We need to repair our image. And it's gonna take a grassroots effort. It's gonna be very small to start off with. But it's gotta start somewhere and let that grow. So I started somewhere. I started with my own inner circle. We're gonna no longer call each other niggas. We're not gonna address each other as nigga anymore. And as that progresses, we're going to no longer address our other brothers as niggas. And hopefully that will trickle on and trickle on to where our sisters will no longer consider themselves a bad bitch. Because a bad bitch is not cool. A bad bitch is, in fact, bad because she's a bitch. I'm just saying. We need to work on this, black folks. Because if we don't tackle our own inner problems, we are destined for extinction. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. This has been TLE TV. Let me get back on this trombone. You know how it is. Oh, and for the record, I play a lot more than the trombone.